All right, we're doing the blues scale. We know our minor pentatonics, and the fingering chart that is to be referenced for this audio recording is where all the extra note that we're going to add, where they are all over the fretboard. Notice I said extra note instead of extra notes. What I meant by that is per octave, it's one extra note. So now you have a six note scale. But what I want you to understand is what that note is intervallically and how it fits in with the rest. So do you remember the intervals of the minor pentatonic, like in numbers? So this is what we're going to do. Before I even go into that, like anyone can learn patterns. The sheet I just gave, you don't need me for that, but the theory behind it is going to be immensely helpful. So I want to discuss what the actual new note is and how it interplays with the blues scale. First, before we do that, we're going to review major scales, because everything gets its name in music theory, even though we're in minor pentatonic blues scale. Everything gets its name from the major scale. So if I ask you to do this in the key of A, if you play an open fifth string, right, please play that. And how do you create a major scale on that string? We went over this yesterday. You do whole, half, whole, half. Meaning, from open A, you go up two frets, i.e. whole step. And that's the second note of A major scale. Then whole again, which would be fourth fret. That's the third note of a major scale. Go up a half, that's the fourth. Now whole to the fifth, a whole to the sixth, a whole to the seventh, and a half to eight or one. You're back at the 12th fret now. Now, if you're not back at the 12 for an octave, you gotta be, you know, octave means same note, but next register up, you know. So if you didn't get back to fret 12 from open string, something would have been wrong. All good so far? Next, we're gonna go backwards. From 8, we got down a half step to 7, whole step down to 6, whole step to 5, whole step to 4, half step to 3, whole step to 2, whole step to 1. So in the end, you're just memorizing that between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 are the half steps. Everything else is a whole step. Now, to play a minor pentatonic on one string, you have to know what the intervals are. And the intervals are, I highly recommend you write it down and put stars next to it and put stickers on them and put it on your bathroom wall and otherwise memorize it. Okay? It goes like this. 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7, 1. Again, 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7. We're going to, let me give you a second to write that out. 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7. The flat symbol is like a little B, so you literally write the number 1, then like small b before 3, then 4 and 5, and then small b before 7. That's the intervals of the minor pentatonic. In order to create that on one string, we know where our one is, which is in the key of A, this is open fifth string, right? Where is the flat three? It's going to be just one fret back from the regular three. The regular three was two whole steps up. So do a re mi, do it. And now go back a half step. That's a flat three. So that's our second note of the minor pentatonic, the flat 3. And then the next note is the 4th. Where was the 4th in the major scale? No, it's not a fret 6. Do it again. Go do, re, mi, fa. Yeah, there it is, at fret 5. Correct. So far, we got the 1 is open, the flat 3 is at fret 3, the 4 is at fret 5. There's too many numbers when you're just listening. And then 5, you know where that is. So good, you got there already. And then where's flat 7? Well, do you remember where natural 7 was? Natural 7 is a half step below the root. So in this case, it's going to be a fret 11. Right, because it went do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Just do it. Yeah, so you got do is at fret 12. T is at fret 11, you with me? But we need a flat T or a flat 7. So that's going to be at fret 10. So in the end, your scale is going to be like frets 0, 3, 5, 7, 10, and then 12. Do that again. But I don't prefer to say it in terms of fret numbers. Now you can think of it in intervals. 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7, and then 1 again. So if you would, play it and say it out loud, the intervals. Like say 1 while you play it.
1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7.
Then take that back 1 fret. Flat 7 is a whole step below the root. Correct. Now let's go backwards. We got 1, whole step down to flat 7. Let me hear the flat 7. Minor third is a step and a half down to 5. Then a whole step to 4, then a whole step to flat 3. Then a minor third from flat 3 to 1. The expression minor third is confusing because we know that the minor third is the same as the flat 3, right? But the term minor third can also be used to describe the distance between any two notes that happen to be a step and a half apart. So that's just like a confusing thing that music language uses that you have to get used to. In other words, the construction of the scale, the distance between 1 and flat 3 is a minor third. Distance between flat 3 and 4 is how far?
Whole step.
And then the distance between 4 and 5 is? Correct. The distance between 5 and flat 7 is 3 frets. So you could call that a whole and a half, or you could call that a minor third. The word minor third, the expression minor third simply means a whole and a half. So do you see that? It has nothing to do with the minor third. It's just a minor third. Alright? And then from flat 7 to 1 half, how far is it? So if you had to describe the intervals of this, which I don't necessarily find useful because it's weird, it would be like whole half, whole half, whole. I prefer to just think of it in numbers. 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7, 1. Before we get to the blues note, and I swear we're going to get there, after this long-winded introduction, when you play a minor pentatonic, I want you to think about what number you're on. So can you play me, pick any A minor pentatonic you wish, like one octave of it. Take a position. Okay, you pick the E shape, that's fine, you're at fret 5. And play one octave of the minor pentatonic, let's hear it. Yeah. Yep, that's what you played for the purposes of the audio recording. And then I want you to tell me the numbers. So this is 1, and then tell me the numbers as you go along. Yep.
4, 5, 7, 8.
Correct. So 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7, 8, or 1. Right? Very good. Ideally, you should be able to do that in any position. Let's go to one other shape. I'm going to, in this case, ask you to do the C shape. Right? For the key of A, the C shape is something you'll have to work out. And I'll pause the recording, and you who are listening to the recording, work out where the C shape is, key of A minor, and then check in with us, see if you're right. Good job, you got there right away. So, you got to 12th fret, 5th string, played with finger 3, and you did your minor pentatonic there, right there. Just do it in one octave. And let's name those notes as we go along. Naming means numbering. So, 1... flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7, 1. Let's go backwards. 1, flat 7, 5, 4, flat 3, 1. Why do we care about the numbers? It's a huge topic. There's only so many sounds, namely 12. Like in relation to a key, there's only so many other notes that you can have in relation to that note, which is 11 other notes. They could be up or they could be down, but it's the same 11. Like when you're in the key of A, there's only 11 other notes that can possibly go with your song or whatever you're playing. Right? So that's not that many. And once you memorize the sound of all those in terms, that's what we call ear training. You were introduced to this yesterday. Then you can know where they are on the fretboard by assigning the numbers, and then you'll know what it sounds like. And so all your favorite guitarists, they hear an idea either in their imagination or on a recording or anywhere else. And they know how to find it on the guitar. That's how they express themselves. They hear the idea and they can play it immediately. So, but it's two sides of the same program. Like the first side is the ear training part, recognizing the pitches so that you can put it in a number. And then second part is fretboard recognition. Where are those numbers on the fretboard? Okay? When we do the blues scale, we're going to add a certain note to it, and it's called the flat five. To be continued.